USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as Montana Governor Steve Bullock has just announced that he is suspending his campaign to become the Democratic Party's nominee for the White House. The White House is turning down an invitation to participate in this week's House Judiciary Committee impeachment hearing. The first hearing is scheduled for Wednesday. The White House counsel, though, says the administration won't take part. They're slamming Democrats for not outlining what witnesses would be testifying, accusing Democrats of scheduling the hearing to coincide with President Trump to London to meet with NATO leaders. That trip's beginning today. Retailers are expecting a big jump over last year. On this Cyber Monday, analysts are expecting at least a 20% increase in online sales today, up to $9.4 billion. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh? We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Dangerous storms pounding much of the country over the holiday weekend are blamed for at least 7 fatalities. The deaths stretched from Missouri to South Dakota, most of them from traffic accidents. A 5-year-old girl and a 5-year-old boy drowned in Arizona when their family's truck was swept away as it tried to cross a rain-swollen creek. And 2 Louisiana boys died in a similar accident. 3 days after a terrorist attack in London where a man stabbed 2 people to death and injured 3 others before he was fatally shot, London Bridge has reopened to vehicles and pedestrians. Meanwhile, religious leaders and politicians held a vigil last night for the victims.
Our city, vibrant and alive, yet threatened with death. Let us keep silent and remember.
That's Bishop of London, Sarah Mullally. The U.S. Supreme Court today to hear arguments in a gun control case. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
USA's Wendy King has a look at the top movies at the box office over the holiday weekend.
Find who is calling to you. They may have answers.
I'm going with you.
Anna? No.
Excuse me, I climbed the North Mountain, survived a frozen heart, and saved you from my ex-boyfriend, so, you know, I'm coming.
Walt Disney's Frozen 2 gobbled up the majority of the box office receipts on its way to a record-breaking Thanksgiving holiday weekend. It brought in $85 million this weekend, with a total gross of $287 million over the week. Coming in at number 2, Knives Out, starring Daniel Craig at $27 million. Number 3, Ford vs. Ferrari at $13 million. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, the story of Mr. Rogers, starring Tom Hanks, coming in at $11.8 million at number 4, and, almost tying it, Queen and Slim at $11.7 million, coming in at number 5. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Bill Nye the Science Guy now suing the Walt Disney Company, claiming the studio improperly held millions of dollars in profits related to his TV show. Nye's complaint says Disney's Buena Vista TV division engaged in questionable accounting practices, and he says the House of Mouse failed to cooperate with his requests to audit earnings of his show. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.